Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Joe Carter. Batting second. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting third. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Carmelo Castillo. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mike Fishlin. Batting ninth. The catcher, Chris Bando. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Brian Clark. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Alan Wiggins. Batting second. The right fielder, Lee Lacy. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting sixth. The DH, Mike Young. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Gary Roenick. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Floyd Rayford. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Dempsey. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Flanagan. And now, play ball. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roenick throws the ball into Wiggins, who tags Thornton, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler strikes out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fishlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Lynn reaches second base with a double. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Orioles. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Fishlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fishlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Roenick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey strikes out. One out. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0 for 1 in the game. Wiggins takes first base on ball 4. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0 for 1 in the game. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Wiggins moves to second. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thornton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Franco moves to second. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Franco scores. Thornton moves to third. It's 2-1, Orioles. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thornton scores. Tabler moves to third. It's Indians, 2, Orioles, 2. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Lynn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Orioles. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Young takes first base on ball four. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick is 0 for 1 in the game. Roenick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops it up and throws to first, with Clark covering, for the out. Young moves to second. One out. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 0 for 1 in the game. Rayford hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dempsey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Dempsey reaches second base with a double. Young scores. It's 5-2, Orioles. Jerry Reed now pitching. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wiggins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Fishlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fishlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Fishlin hits a fly ball into left field. Roenick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0 for 2 in the game. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fishlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripken strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Murray takes first base on ball 4. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fishlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 2 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Thornton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-4, Orioles. Nate Snell now pitching. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rayford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Castillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Young hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops it up and throws to first, with Reed covering, for the out. One out. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick is 0-for-2 in the game. Roenick strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 0-for-2 in the game. Rayford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fishlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard pinch hits for Mike Fishlin. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Vukovich pinch hits for Joe Carter. Otis Nixon pinch runs for Chris Bando. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nixon. The throw from Dempsey and he is out, Ripken applying the tag. Two outs. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich hits a fly ball into left field. Roenick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 4. The Orioles will come to bat. George Vukovich now playing left field. Tony Bernazard now playing second base. Jerry Willard now catching. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Dempsey hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Orioles. Allen Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wiggins. The throw from Willard and he is safe. Wiggins steals second. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0-for-3 in the game. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wiggins moves to third. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-3 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wiggins scores. It's 7-4, Orioles. Jamie Easterly now pitching. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Murray hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lynn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a fly ball into left field. Roenick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Franco moves to second. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards second. Wiggins scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Young strikes out. One out. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick is 0-for-3 in the game. Roenick takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 0-for-3 in the game. Rayford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roenick moves to third. Rayford moves to second. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Dempsey hits a fly ball into left field. Vukovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Roenick tags and scores. Two outs. It's 8-4, Orioles. Allen Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hargrove pinch hits for Carmelo Castillo. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. Bernazard hits a fly ball into left field. Roenick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.